Welcome to the Minecraft Short Stories Podcast. In this episode today, I will be telling the second part of Minecraft Chronicles, a four-year-old story. Enjoy!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Start the story, I would just like to recap what happened. If you have not listened to the last episode, go listen to that so that you do not get any spoilers. So what happened was that Steve found an abandoned mineshaft and found a nether portal inside of it. He went to the nether portal and spawned at a nether fortress. He beat a wither skeleton in a magma cube, not dying. Then a ghast came up behind him. The ghast shot a fireball and Steve hit it back at the ghast. The ghast shot another fireball and they collided in a midair, taking the ghast with it. Okay, now on to the story. Steve was safe. Well, he's not safe yet. There was a giant boss blaze. The large blaze shot a giant fireball at Steve. He tried to move, but it hit him. Steve's health bar was running dangerously low, and if he was hit again, he would die. Steve took some beef out of his inventory and ate it. The blaze shot another fireball at him. This time he dodged it. This would never work. The blaze charged forward, aiming to kill Steve. The blaze set itself on fire. It's getting closer, thought Steve. Then the blaze shot another fireball in all directions. One of them was aimed at Steve. They remembered that he could hit the fireball back. Steve took aim at the blaze and hit. Just as one of the other fireballs destroyed his nether portal, the blaze lost some health when the fireball hit him. He took out his gold sword and charged at the blaze, and hit it again and again. But then two things happened. The first thing that happened was that the blaze shot a fireball at him. The second thing that happened was that a figure jumped onto the blaze and killed the blaze with an enchanted diamond sword. Just then, Steve got hit by the fireball that the blaze shot. The figure splashed a healing potion on him. Steve's health was restored. Chapter 5. Alex the Awesome. The figure turned out to be a person named Alexandria, who was an adventurer. Alex had accidentally caused a creeper to explode while she was mining iron, and decided to explore the wondrous mineshaft. "Thank you so much. I probably would have died if you weren't there," said Steve. Alex, embarrassed, said modestly, "I couldn't have let you die." "Why not?" asked Steve questioningly. Alex was stumped, so Steve awkwardly looked around the room. Alex's house was a small cottage made out of cobblestone. "You live inside the nether?" Steve asked. "Yeah, I couldn't use wood because it's flammable. I have special beds that don't explode. You want to sleep here?" "Smart. Do you have an extra bed?" "I'll sleep, and then in the morning I'll go back to my house." When Steve woke up in the morning, he remembered that his nether portal was destroyed when the fireball hit it. Steve was devastated. How could he get home? Steve's thoughts bounced around his head. How could he get home? Could he get home? Was Alex telling the truth about being an adventurer? So many questions, so few answers. Alex was frying pig and cooling eggs when Steve walked in after getting up. The kitchen was small and tidy. There was a table that would fit three, at most. Alex scooted in another chair and they ate. Conversation wasn't very good until Steve suddenly, without thinking, said, "Do you have a nether portal so I can get home?" Chapter 6. Alex's Surprise. Alex didn't have a nether portal, but she did have a secret. When Steve asked if she had a nether portal, Alex said no, and after that she didn't meet his eyes. Steve could tell when someone was keeping from him. Alex was definitely not telling him something. When Steve confronted Alex with her keeping something from him, she asked if she could keep it a secret. Alex said, "A little while ago, I bought an ender portal from a hacker." Steve interrupted. "You have an ender portal?" Alex nodded. Told Steve not to interrupt. "I bought an ender portal for 2 diamonds, Alex continued. "I haven't used it yet. It's too dangerous. But I guess it could be used to get back to the overworld." "Wait, doesn't the portal go back to the one you used?" "The hacker said that the end portal went to whoever you needed to go to." "You sure you can trust this hacker?" Steve asked nervously. "No," Alex said, "but it's our only hope." "Okay," Steve said. "Let's do it." Chapter 7. Getting Ready. Getting ready was harder than Steve ever thought. Steve was packing pretty much everything. Snowballs, lingering potions, bottles of water, bows, arrows, potion arrows, food, pickaxe, iron and gold sword, eye of Ender, and much more. Alex's favorite saying while packing was, "The Ender Dragon is not weak." Steve knew that Alex was right, but something really powerful enough to need this much packing must be really powerful. Days went by, and Steve and Alex's inventories got fuller and fuller. Each day, they went out to their house and fought blazes with their skeletons and raided nether fortresses for items to add to their long list. About 2.5 weeks later, they are finally done, preparations for the Ender Dragon. They changed into their new diamond armor they found and crafted from diamonds found in the fortresses. They were ready. Chapter 8, Missing. As Steve jumped into the end portal, he wondered what was just jumping into. Before he could give up and get out, the world went dark. That is the end of the story. I have not written the last part, and I'm actually not really planning to. But yeah, there are a lot of mistakes in this, but I like looking back and seeing what I wrote like. For example, the portal, whoever you need to go to, it's supposed to be whenever. Also, it's really weird wording, so I stumble a little bit. I usually try not to stumble, but this was really hard not to stumble since it's like snowballs and lingering. It's like so hard not to stumble over this. But I mean, the story isn't terrible. I like looking back on the stuff that I've written when I was younger and seeing what I did, what I could improve on. So I don't think I'm gonna try to rewrite the story. I think that honestly the plot line is not the best. And if I tried to rewrite it or even fix the mistakes, I would pretty much just, you know, delete the story to start anew. But I like to keep it as to remember how I wrote and what it was like when I was a lot younger. It is now time for a quiz. The question is, how do you make a brewing stand? The options are A, 1 blaze rod, 2 smooth stone, B, 1 blaze powder, 2 cobblestone, C, 1 blaze rod, 3 cobblestone, and 4, 1 blaze powder, 3 cobblestone. Take a moment to gather your decision. The answer is C. 1 blaze rod, 3 cobblestone. If you too would like to submit your short story, go to minecraftshortstories.com. To submit your short story, go to the Contact Me page, fill in your email, and write your short story and then submit it. If you want to contact me or sign up to my email, also go to minecraftshortstories.com. Thank you all so much for listening to the second part of Minecraft Chronicles. I will try to get out the next episode, which will be the first one of a new series, out as soon as possible.